Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers finally say, let's figure something out, and then Tomlin shows up somewhere else.
Like the Giants.
And let me ask you, if I may.
The Giants wouldn't be a bad spot. I think Tomlin is 100% going to be a coach in this league for as long as he wants to be. But I totally understand that Steeler fans are like, we're done with seeing something that has flashes of excellence in the regular season only to wane prior to the playoffs. This wane is now the middle of the season, but we are still, let's be honest, 8 days removed.
From beating the Colts. Got it. Rich Eisen changing his tune.
A little bit.
We once went national for me saying that Rich Eisen could eat my dirty shorts because of the way he was talking down to Steelers fans. The quote was misattributed to you.
Yep.
And then Rich Eisen and I went back and forth about it on Twitter. Now he's saying, I understand Steelers fans. Well, the conversation hasn't changed. It really hasn't.
Mm-mm.
I feel the same about Mike Tomlin today as I did 2 years ago, because every season looks the same. Every damn year. And our great friend Mark Caboli tweeted out yesterday, so we are on to the trade Tomlin part of the program. Then he asked for mailbag questions, and he said, I've already gotten 60 fire Tomlin questions, so please, can you give me something other than that? Look, I even snapped at someone on Monday for saying, can we go a day, like after a game, and not do the fire Tomlin thing? Can we talk about the nuances of the game? Okay, well, we did that on Monday. The Giants opening is there. Rich Eisen linked him to the Giants. The New York Post linked him to the Giants. The Athletic with Ian O'Connor, who probably went to Notre Dame, just with that last name.
Yeah.
He linked Tomlin to the Giants. There is a link between the Rooney and Mara family. Do I think it's going to happen? No. But anybody who thinks that fire Tomlin, trade Tomlin isn't going to pop up multiple times a year when we've seen the same thing year after year, I feel like you're living under a rock. I think that's the overwhelming fan sentiment right now, is we are so sick of this, and it's almost impossible to see the Steelers doing anything better than finishing 10-7 this year and losing in a playoff game. Like, that seems to be their ceiling. It felt better than that when they were 4-1, but they reverted back to what they always are, no?
No, you're right, and I think that people are in a place right now where they, and not even just right now, maybe the last couple of years, they can just see where it's going.
Yeah.
And the outrage, I think, at the end of this year will be immense compared to the previous years. I think if they finish this with the same record as that people think that they will right now, at the end of the season, I think the outrage will be almost unbearable. And especially with the draft coming here. Now, Caboli came on yesterday and said that they might not do it.
Because of the draft.
Because of the draft. Like, I would take the other approach to do it because of the draft. If there was a time to do it, maybe then, because then you could have a fresh look. You have a fresh feel. You're anticipating a new coach and what they could do with maybe, a top quarterback or some top prospects. So I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen, as we said on Monday. I don't think it's going to happen. But, the fact that now that Rich Eisen's changed his tune and a couple other people have changed their tune of Mike Tomlin not being the Steelers head coach, I do pay attention to it a little bit.
Yeah, man.
A little bit.
When a guy like Eisen, who has been so far on the other side.
And he has a relationship with Tomlin.
Exactly right.
That's he's like Glazer.
I was just going to say that. Barely know her. When those guys start saying stuff, that's whenever you got to perk up. Because I've been told that Mike Tomlin was late to a training camp press conference one time because he was up in the matins after an off day with Jay Glazer. Like, those guys are thick as thieves. They were hanging out at, I think, Dino's either last year or the year before. So when those guys say stuff, yeah, you do start paying attention. There's also this, and this is why, and I'm not trying to crap on Mark. I love Mark. This is why this comes up every year. Here are coaches who have won a road playoff game more recently than Mike Tomlin. Dan Quinn got fired. Andy Reid, Matt LaFleur, Zach Taylor, who could get fired at the end of this year. Brian Daboll, fired. Mike McCarthy, fired. Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Bruce Arians, retired. John Harbaugh, he could be on the hot seat depending on how this goes. Kevin Stefanski, ditto there. Mike Vrabel, fired. Mike Zimmer, my God, fired. Pete Carroll, fired. Bill Belichick, parted ways. Frank Reich, fired. Doug Peterson, fired twice. Anthony Lynn, fired. Anthony Lynn, Doran. Doug Marrone. Mm. Mike Mularkey, fired, fired. It does get annoying for me sometimes that we keep talking about it. But we talk about it and we see the ratings. Like, we look at the YouTube stream. We look at the stream numbers. We can see how many people are watching on Twitter. We have our ratings. We know what people want. And we were taking calls about Rodgers on Monday and nuances of the game. And what would you say? Half the callers brought up firing Tomlin?
Yep.
If not more?
Yep.
Because people are sick of it. And it's okay that people are sick of it. And Art Rooney II should understand that people are sick of it. And Art Rooney II, to your point, should understand that if you've traded Tomlin to the Giants, who could wind up with the number one overall pick, that wouldn't dampen the excitement for the NFL draft.
Right.
That would only get people more excited.
Right. I mean, you see it across sports. You just saw it literally yesterday. I mean, the only way... I mean... The Rooneys and these owners, they know that you're going to show up. At least with the franchises that kind of run themselves, and like the Steelers, you're going to show up. So, yeah, we care. He cares about the fans, but he doesn't care about your opinion. He doesn't care about how you feel because he knows you're going to show up. If you don't show up, then it forces their hand. Look at the Mavericks. The Mavericks just fired Nico Collins, the GM.
Boy, he got a raw deal, didn't he?
A raw deal?
I don't think it was his idea to make the trade.
I think it was.
Oh, well, if it was his idea, he should have got fired. If it wasn't his idea, then...
I mean, I could be wrong, but I think it was.
I could be wrong, too.
I mean, they stopped showing up. People stopped showing up, and it forced their hand to have to fire. Like, the Rooneys know that people are going to show up regardless because it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. So they'll operate the way that they want to, and if they feel that Mike Tomlin gives them the best chance of being consistent and just mediocre every year and that's good enough, they're going to keep him around.
Well, and that's why Caboli went on and said, Tomlin is going to get at least one mulligan year. It would take two losing seasons leading up to when his contract is up before they would even consider it. So I'm in agreement with you, and I'm in agreement with him on that, but it doesn't mean that that's the right order of business.
It's not. But
people would kept going to Eagles games, you know, no matter who the coach is. They fired damn Andy Reid. People go to Georgia games. Mark Richt was the ultimate consistency guy. They were winning 9-10 games every year. Oh, shoot, never going to get better than him. Well, let's give it a shot. Wow, Kirby Smart comes in. That worked out okay. So, I don't know, man. I don't even know if they're going to win 9 or 10 games this year, and I want to get into that a little bit coming up next. We'll play some more of Caboli's comments on all this to fit. Dear God. Sorry, Starkey.
Can we send him home early?
I volunteer as tribute. Yeah, sure. Send me home. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Your calls on this too, 412-928-9370 on the hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'm going to drink.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some water. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers live at 1 p.m. Eastern. Then stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series, Landman. All on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. As the week moves on, we'll get into the Bengals more and more. Pitt, Notre Dame. But Mike Tomlin's a national story right now. And so if he's a national story and he's the head coach of our favorite football team, then yeah, he is a big-time story here. And there are some rumblings that the Giants would like to trade for Mike Tomlin. Now, we know how that went last offseason. The Bears called the Steelers about trading for Tomlin, and they didn't even hear him out. And then they hired Ben Johnson. They're 6-3. The rest is history. I bet you they're actually happy that they hired the guy that they hired. But time will tell. I don't doubt at all that the Giants will call the Steelers. I think it'll go largely the same way. They hang up the phone. It's a non-starter. It's not happening.
Oh, they may have a little bit of an in-depth conversation. Aren't they related?
Yeah, I do think because of the relationship between the ownership that it would be a more respectful conversation, and it might seem like it's going further, but in reality, it won't go anywhere. What I'm interested in is, because someone texted in and said, the Giants would never give up the number one overall pick for Mike Tomlin. I vehemently disagree with that.
Well, it depends on if they think that Jackson Dart's their guy.
Right.
Because you're really only going to, if you value that number one pick as much, it's probably for a quarterback. So if they feel like Jackson Dart's their guy, then they would give that up.
Right. And I think they do.
And I don't think there's a player out there that outside of a quarterback, if you were to, that would be worthy of another one, number one pick that you wouldn't give up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for a head coach who's going to be around for a decade. This is what the Giants have done of late. They're 2-8 this year. They could wind up with the number one overall pick. Right now, they're third. Jackson Dart's hurt, and Russell Wilson hasn't been good. They were 3-14 last year, 6-11. They did win a playoff game with Dable. They went 9-7-1 in 2022. Before that, 4-13, 6-10, 4-12, 5-11, 3-13. Meanwhile, the Steelers haven't had a losing season since 2003. Why do I bring this up? Because, of course, the Giants would sign up for never having a losing season in the next 10 years. I think if you told the Giants you don't win a playoff game for the next 10 years, but you never have a losing season, I think they would probably take that trade-off for the number one overall pick, especially if they feel like they've got their guy in Dart. The other question is, though, if the Giants gave up their number one overall pick, would Mike Tomlin want to be there? We know he loves the draft. Would he want to go to a place where now he doesn't have an extra shot of adding talent and premium talent?
No,
place
he would want to never pick? He would want to be there and have control.
Well, that's the other thing. They need to give him control. And I would imagine if they're willing to give up the first overall pick, they would. I ain't working there for the current GM. Hell no.
No, I think it would be a situation where he gets to pick who comes with him and who he hires, and he hires that staff, and then he controls the draft.
I think it would be a Belichick kind of deal where you get to be the grand poobah of everything. Yeah. And that's how it would be appealing to him, because he's got full reign, full power here, but you know there are some checks and balances. I think if you gave him the keys to the entire franchise, even without the first overall pick, he'd be inclined to do it. I wonder if he likes Jackson Dart. Because Dulac reported they had a first-round grade on him, and this has nothing to do with Jerry. I'm sure he was told that. I don't believe it. Because if they did, you'd draft him.
Yeah, like if he really liked him, I think that they would have drafted him.
Like, what? Like, you have a first-round grade on a quarterback who's there, and you decide to draft a defensive lineman?
Well, put it this way. I believe that they knew that Aaron Rodgers was coming during the draft. I think that they knew the whole time
sure.
that he was going to come. If Tomlin really loved Jackson Dart, it's like, all right, that's a quarterback of the future, can learn behind Aaron Rodgers. They draft him.
Right.
So I don't think that he probably loved him.
Could be that. Yeah, I mean, if you have a first-round grade on a guy and you believe in him that much, you're not going to let Aaron Rodgers stand in the way.
I think you still draft him, and that's the quarterback of the future because you're thinking that Aaron Rodgers is only going to play 1 year.
Yeah. So I don't buy that. But Tomlin's, you know, it doesn't mean they didn't like him. Maybe just not to that.
They didn't love him.
Right. Like, they didn't
love him. First round level.
And I wonder if Tomlin would love him now. Like, if he sat there this offseason and look at the tape. Because he's done a lot of great things. And he's mobile.
I think he would, because then he can mold the quarterback the way that he wants to and try to get another shot at that after what happened with Kenny.
Yep.
And I think he tried to do that with Kenny. And obviously it didn't work out. And I think that if he feels that Jackson Dart has better tools than Kenny, then he can mold him into a quarterback that he wants to, you know, wants to see do it the way that he does it.
And he would get credit for it, too, because Dable just got fired.
Right.
So, oh, wow, you know, Dable was getting this kid killed. I mean, he's been in the concussion tent like six times, got a concussion right now. Like, I think that's why Dable's fired. Like, there was a moment there where it looked like Dart was going to save Dable's job, and then the poor kid gets stretchered off the field every other game. And I think ownership just said, we can't, like, we believe in Dart more than we believe in Dable. We're not going to let him kill this kid.
I think that defense, too, would be enticing. If you're Mike Tomlin, they're younger, too.
Buddy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Like,
that'd be very enticing if I was Mike Tomlin.
And you know what? I think you just hit on something that I've totally been missing. He's probably looking at that more than he's looking at quarterback.
Yep.
How much money they spend on the defense. He loves a good D, Doran. Mike Tomlin does.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't come out right.
Mm-mm.
I mean, Dexter Lawrence, stud.
Mm-hmm.
They drafted the Penn State kid, stud. They got dudes all up and down at defense.
They have Thibodeau.
They have Kayvon Thibodeau. Mm-hmm. Brian Burns.
Yeah.
I mean, they got pieces up front. Young pieces up front. 412-928-9370. People texting in that trading coaches doesn't happen very often. Well. Of course I pulled a list. Sean Payton was traded in 2023. First round pick, second round pick. Broncos got a third. Bruce Arians was traded from the Cardinals to Tampa for a six-round pick. Herm Edwards traded to Kansas City for a fourth. John Gruden, famously, traded for two firsts, 2 seconds, and $8 million to the Oakland Raiders.
Wow.
Bill Belichick, New England Patriots, traded a first, a fourth, and a seventh to the Jets for Bill. Mike Holmgren, Seahawks, traded a second-round pick to Green Bay for Holmgren. And Bill Parcells, also famously, Jets acquired Parcells from the Patriots in exchange for multiple draft picks and cash. So it's not that rare. And we saw it recently. Now, would the Steelers do it? Probably not. 412-928-9370. All right, back to modern day. How many games do we think this team is going to win? Because that's part of this, too. Like, we do the thing, and I've done the thing. I'm guilty of this. Oh, they're going to win 10. Ah, they're going to win 9. I don't know, man. Let's get to that next. Plus, the Steelers made a signing that we actually like. If you think we complain too much, we like this signing. At least I like. Do you like the signing? We're going to talk about the signing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Texter writes in, "Nah, dog, answer the biggest question you always get if Tomlin is gone. Who do we want replacing him?" Dan Muse? I mean, shoot, did anybody know who that guy was? Hand up, I didn't.
He hasn't done the job yet. He's done a good job.
I know, but they replaced him with an unknown. They replaced the greatest head coach, most accomplished head coach, I guess I should say, in Penguins history with some bald Chris Muller guy who nobody knew anything about. And early returns are good. You are right. It is early returns. And early returns on Sullivan for New York are bad. They just finally won their first game at Madison Square Garden, which is insane. In five of those eight games, they've been shut out at home.
Man.
That's... Oh, boy. You imagine if the Steelers did get rid of Tomlin, bring in a guy next year, and he didn't win a home game until like a quarter of the way through the season? It is possible. Like, there is 100%. There is no guarantee the next guy would be better than Tomlin.
No.
Absolutely no guarantee. But I feel like we're just seeing the same thing every single year. I'm starting to get the feeling that this might not be the same thing, though. That they might not win 10 games. You got to win the next two.
What are they at? They have 5 wins right now?
5-4. So they'd have to go 5-3 to get to 10 wins. That's math, baby. Cincinnati, I tend to think they'll win. So does Vegas. Chicago's defense is bad, and Rodgers has owned them. So if I'm trying to get to 10 wins, I'll go best case scenario. Those two, you got to win. Buffalo's at home, and I don't know what to do with Buffalo. Buffalo and the Steelers are kind of similar, aren't
they?
They're
very similar.
At Baltimore, I'll give an L there. Miami's playing much better football, but it's at home in December.
I'll give a win there.
Got to give a win.
Lose the Lions, win.
I didn't do a good enough job of tallying that as we went along. I have no idea how many wins we just wound up with there, Doran.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, well, damn it. They're going to go 10-7. Lose a playoff game.
Yeah, they'll split with the Ravens.
I'm not so confident about that.
Well, Ravens might not be playing for anything.
Well, if that's the case, I feel pretty good about it.
Right.
What would that not be?
That'd be something.
Oh, buddy. The ultimate, wow, we peed down our leg.
Yep.
If that final game isn't at least for the division championship, if the Steelers are playing their guys to try to get in and the Ravens are resting everybody, wow, did you screw it up mightily.
Yep. I don't know. I just have a weird feeling that they're going to win a game that we don't expect, and they're going to definitely lose a game. Like, they'll beat the Lions and lose to the Browns.
Well, they struggle on the road in Cleveland.
Or they'll beat the Bills and then lose to the Dolphins.
Did you see some of the reporting out of Cleveland yesterday? They were expecting Deshaun Watson to come back and open up the 21-day window like any day now.
Yeah, that's what I assumed. I figured that he'd be back around December. Remember we were talking to? Who were we talking to?
One of the Browns.
Browns people.
Yeah. Ken Carmen, we'll just say.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if the Browns play Deshaun Watson before they play Shedeur Sanders? I would love to trade lives with Carmen and Lima for a week.
Oh.
They played Deshaun Watson over that guy? Like, come on,
man.
That would be peak Browns. Like, they always do something. Like, they did the logo reveal and the photographer fell off into the lake. Like, they always do the Browns thing. Playing Deshaun Watson over Shedeur Sanders would be the low point in Browns fandom. And I don't think you'd be able to top it. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I think that Chicago game's a massive swing game. Like, now that we're sort of doing the schedule thing here. Like, I think they should beat Cincy. Like, you can't get swept by Flacco, right? I mean, you can't get.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you talk about must win. This weekend is a must win game.
So you're telling me they can't lose by 100 and then win the next two and everything will be fine?
No.
Okay. You got to win that.
Yep.
And I think that they will, because that's such a Tomlin bounce back thing to do. Plus, you're at home and their defense is really, 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 really not enough reallys in the world bad. If you beat Chicago, I think you can get to 10. If you lose to Chicago, boy, are you pushing that boulder uphill. Yep. And from a confidence standpoint, like, you are just playing bad football. Tough place to play, too, Chicago. We should go. Let's go to Gibson's. I want a steak.
Jeez.
412-928-9370. I don't want to play the schedule game anymore, but anytime I peek at Baltimore, it's like, since they beat Minnesota, it's just like, win, 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 win. They ain't losing. I watched Dylan Gabriel last week. They ain't losing to that guy.
Nope.
That guy blows. I have never, you ready for this analysis? This is my quarterback analysis. I have never seen a quarterback be more confidently inaccurate Like, he doesn't look scared to me or anything like that.
But it just doesn't go to the right spot.
No.
Right.
And that was supposed to be his selling point, was that he was a really good accuracy guy.
You're looking at your phone.
Yeah, I got a text from Donnie. He said, when you said, imagine if the Steelers had a coach that didn't win a home game through the first quarter of the season, he... He sent me the Steelers schedule. He's right. They didn't win a home game until October 12th. Dan Mews would never.
Never.
He would never. Oh, all right. Steelers made a signing yesterday. And I think it's a good one. Let's talk about it. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Crowley, Dickerson, Nicholas, Harry Callis, Ray Fittipaldo to join in about 10 minutes. I had my brother-in-law text me last night. He wants me to do an event. He wants me to pull bingo balls for him.
When?
Early December. Usually I...
That doesn't seem too hard, though.
I gotta stay up past my bedtime.
Is it on a weekday?
It's a Tuesday after the Steelers play Monday night. But I can't say no, or I'm a jackass.
You could say no.
In the text, he's like, you could say no. I understand it's difficult, blah, blah, blah. I can't say no. I'm an ass.
Well, you're an ass already, so I mean, you might as well just stick with it.
Why don't you pull the balls at the rectory, Harry? Mrs. Doubtfire. That's where that one's from.
Is it?
Yeah.
I usually know all the quotes. What part of the movie is that?
That's my dad's favorite. It's right before Robin Williams chokes. Or not Robin Williams, Pierce Brosnan chokes.
Oh, on the shrimp?
Yeah.
On the hot jambalaya?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hot jambalaya.
Hot jambalaya!
So you can't say no. You got to say yes. If I say no, I'm a bad guy. But do I want to do it? Of course not.
Why don't you just announce it to everybody that you don't want to do it?
I mean,
you might as well just not do it. Now you think you're making really? Him feel bad. He's probably listening.
Good. Well, he should feel rude for asking because he knows it puts me in a terrible spot.
We are reaching thousands of people. So, it's not a secret.
Mm-hmm. All right. Steelers signed Asante Samuel Jr. before Asante Samuel Jr. was supposed to take a visit to the Steelers. This is because his spinal fusion surgery was done here in Pittsburgh by the Steelers doctors. Now, he had a long list of suitors. You know, usually stuff like this doesn't get me all that excited because, like, it's a low risk, but how high is the reward? Because he has had so many suitors, I think this is potentially a really impactful move for the Steelers. Maybe not this week, maybe not next week, but this is a guy that I think could be a long-term solution at the cornerback position for you, or is that overstating things?
I don't know. I mean, why not just send him to the active roster if you feel that good about him?
Well, you got to go P-Squad first. That's Tom all about the P-Squad.
You felt that good about him, you send him to the active roster and say, hey, here's the coverages and here's man coverage. You go out there and play.
I think because they're as deep as they feel like they are at corner with James Pierre playing well.
But isn't Darius Slay maybe injured?
Yes.
So
concussion protocol. We're going to let the protocol do protocol things, according to Tomlin.
Right.
Speaking of protocol, by the way, guess who could be starting this week for the New York Football Giants?
Russell Wilson.
Famous Jameis.
Oh. Going to eat a W.
Doubt it.
Going to eat a W.
I know that's his thing. Thinking he'll be eating an L. Although it's the Packers, and they're kind of like the Steelers. You never know what you're going to get. Like a box of chocolate storing.
My cousin played with Jameis in New Orleans. And like a couple years ago, he came to Thanksgiving. He said Jameis is one of the most hilarious teammates he's ever had. He said he threw 3 picks every practice. He said every practice. And then he kept talking junk. He said he would talk junk, pick.
If my team were tanking, I would want Jameis Winston to be my quarterback. Because he'll win you some games. He might win you more than you lose, but at least you'd be entertained the whole time, man. Shoot. So, Asante Samuel, he visited the Panthers, the Packers, the Vikings, the Niners, the Bears. They're all good. So, it's not like bad teams are like, oh, shoot, Asante Samuel. Now, the Bears' defense is bad, and the Vikings have sort of taken on some water. I guess they're not good.
Well, is this the Mike Tomlin effect?
I think there is a pro to having Tomlin, and that is that guys do want to come here and play for him.
Especially defensive players, especially defensive backs.
Yep. Now, sometimes they don't get what they bargained for, like Melvin Ingram, who leaves and he says he didn't get the whole story, and even James Harrison here, who felt like Mike Tomlin was selling him a bill of goods, but he gets guys here. Like, Patrick Queen came here to play with Mike Tomlin. He expressed that. Like, Aaron Rodgers wouldn't be here if not for Tomlin. That is absolutely one of the things that Tomlin brings to the table, is player procurement, because he's, people respect him around the league. Players respect him. Players like his vibe. Someone texted in and said, the Steelers should hire the Dolphins coach, full stop.
As the next head coach?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I would like to insert the full stop ahead of the hiring of Mike McDaniel.
Yes.
As an offensive coordinator?
Okay.
Sure. Sure. As a head coach, I don't think that guy will ever be a head coach in the NFL again.
Nope.
Now, they're playing much better football for him. I thought they'd quit on him. They haven't. But, yeah, you can miss me on that one.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Asante Samuel's mid-20s. If he's healthy, it's him and Joey Porter Jr. next year. Because I think, the way Tomlin talked the last two press conferences, I think Ramsey's their free safety until he retires.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that. So if it's Asante Samuel and Joey Porter Jr. And Samuel can find some of his old form, perfect. Texter, I know Evan pretty well. You can say no to him. Ah, different brother-in-law. It's Pat. I'm going to say yes.
But now he knows you're not going to even want to be there.
I want him to know. I want him to know I'm doing it under protest.
You want him to feel bad now?
I want him to owe me
something.
You're doing
charity work?
Exactly. I want him to owe me. There's nothing better than your friend owing you something.
Yeah. And then they never pay you. Huh. Wonder how that feels. Oh, I do know how that feels. Because you
got your Guinness class, and eventually I paid most of
the like
a
year later,
off,
I usually get the thing back in return.
Yeah. Man, I had no idea whenever I was stealing your Fubo that I could just get free trials every week if I use different emails. I've been using Fubo now for like a month and I haven't paid a cent. Life hack.
Yeah, keep announcing that too.
Yeah, Harry, why'd you say that? Texter, isn't spinal fusion surgery kind of serious? Yeah. Yeah, they're fusing your spine.
Yeah, it's actually not that bad of a recovery. I actually have to get it for my disc.
Well, if it's not that bad, why don't you go ahead and get it?
I will at some point, but it's not as bad as I think that it sounds.
You just got to see if he's healthy.
Which he obviously is, and they obviously have the documentation of how the surgery went, how his recovery went. They obviously did it here. He's obviously good to go.
Yeah, you couldn't sign him if you didn't pass the physical.
Right.
I'm bending him in half. His spine's probably better than mine.
I mean, they probably put him through all kinds of different MRIs and scans.
Absolutely.
And stuff. Like, I mean, he's ready to roll.
You think he can still touch his toes?
Yeah.
We're good. Ray Fittipaldo weighs in on that, among other things, when we come back. Why has Tomlin been so weird about Rodgers? We'll ask him that, too. But first, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Today, almost touching 50, high of 48. Tomorrow, high of 47. This weekend, for the football games, it's going to be in the 50s. Great weather.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.